The actual molar mass of the molecule can be determined by various methods, mass spectrometry, and this compound's molar mass is 216.6 grams per mole. Since the molecular mass of our empirical formula is also 216.6 grams per mole, 200.6 plus 15.999, we see the ratio of our empirical formula molar mass to the compound's molar mass is 1 to 1, so our empirical formula does not need to be multiplied by any factor to become the molecular formula. We now know that our compound is HGO. We are finally able to balance the proper chemical equation.